Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Marriage is the very first institution ordained by God. We all know the story of Adam and Eve. As Christians, we know that we're to love our wives and honor our husbands. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, I'm going to talk to Dr. Doug Weiss, who's a clinical psychologist who has an amazing ministry to married couples. Now, in his practice, his clinical psychologist practice, they deal with a lot of issues, a lot of people who are dealing with various addictions, including sexual addictions. But he believes that marriages can be improved and can be healthy, and you don't have to go through all the struggles. But one of the things that married couples do is sometimes they will become good spouses. They will become good providers. They'll do what they need to do. They're pleasant to be around. But they're not really lovers like when they first get married. So recently I was with Dr. Weiss when we were both in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I talked to him about a little book. He was sharing the book. It's not been published very long. It's called Lover Spouse. And after he gave it to me that night, I was reading it and I thought, wow, this is some good stuff. Thankfully, Joy and I have had a very good marriage for over 46 years. But you know, it's always good to be reminded and it's good to get good insight. So I sat down with Dr. Doug Weiss and asked him to share with my listeners some of these concepts.
Dr. Weiss, why did you write the book, Lover Spouse?
Well, I wrote this book because in counseling, I find people keep having the same issue, which is, Dr. Weiss, we've fallen out of love. Been married for 10, 20, 30 years, and we've just fallen out of love. And I found out why that keeps happening. So the lover's spouse helps return them back to be lovers instead of spouses.
And you said something very interesting in the beginning of the book about paradigms. Mm-hmm. You know, paradigm is a word that we hear, but a lot of people don't even really understand what it means. So what does it mean in relationship to what you're trying to do with couples?
Sure. Well, paradigm is kind of the way you think about something. And what's interesting, when you're dating, you think like a lover. I want to spend time with you. I want to hear you. I want to meet your needs. Being with you is the most important thing in my life. You know, I'll listen to your silence. You know, all those fun feelings are results of disciplines in your relationship that you don't see. But what happens is, as soon as the pastor says, I pronounce you husband and wife, you go from thinking like a lover to now defining what your role is in a relationship and your role as a husband. So now your paradigm for yourself is, am I a good husband? And you'll usually pick two or three things you're good at to make sure that you're good. She'll pick two or three things she's good at, but you forget to stay lovers. And the whole being your lover goes out the window because now we're married. And that is such a tragic loss. That switch of paradigms all by itself can be a factor in staying in love or not staying in love.
Well, one of the things that I found interesting about paradigms is it made me think of some other relationships where we absorb things from our parents. Mm-hmm. And you talked about how a wife saw her mother mm-hmm. doing certain things, maybe good things, mm-hmm. and then she did it and thought she was a good wife, but maybe wasn't. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, it's easy for a husband to say, okay, I fix things, I work hard, I'm a good husband. Well, that doesn't meet the emotional touch, connection need of a woman. So she feels unloved, totally. She feels alone. Now she says, well, I'm a good wife if I cook, if I can make a decent apple pie, and if I do one, two, or three other things. And what happens is you're defining your own role, which may not actually have anything to do with your spouse, feeling close or connected or wanted or desired or chased or pursued. And what happens is you then have a marriage that can move to where you're not feeling loved, even though you know they love you.
And since you are a clinical psychologist and have a successful practice, in fact, an entire clinic, you counsel lots and lots of people mm-hmm. who have had these problems, and you've shared these concepts. In fact, you wrote the book from your experience totally. Over the years. So
I'm just curious, what are some of the responses that you've gotten over the years? Or maybe there are a couple of stories where people, their lives like really turned around when they got hold of this.
You know, I see there's an exercise in the book where I say, I want you to write down this. If I was your lover, I would. And they literally fill out like just little bullet points. Now, I've done this in my clinical sessions many times. 100% of the time, the other person knows what that means. Whether that's getting you coffee, write you a note, show you by taking you out more because they haven't had a date in 3 years, or whatever it is, they intuitively know how to be the other person's lover 100% of the time. And so they are matched well by God, but they no longer believe that's their role to be a lover. And so what's interesting to me is they both get the aha and I say, how well did they do? Oh my gosh, they got it totally right. How well did she do? Man, if that was my life, I wouldn't even be here, Dr. Weiss. So you intuitively know how to be the other person's lover, but we're not doing it. Well, scripture says, to him who knows to do good and doesn't do it, it's sin, right? So they're both in this pattern of knowing what to do, but not doing it. And the other person goes with so many unmet needs because of that.
So most people can't fly out to Colorado to your clinic. So you've written this book in order to help people. So by reading the book, people can get help and...
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you a funny story because the book just came out. And so me and my pastor are close friends, so he gets every book I write if it's relevant to him. And so it's Easter Sunday, and his wife is taking up the offering, and she starts bragging on him. Now, he just got the book 1 week, okay? Well, the pastor got up, and he helped with the – he got some meal prep done. He did all this kind of stuff. When I woke up, I was just so amazed. And she said, you know, Pastor, why don't you come up here and tell him what book you're reading? And he's reading Lover Spouse. He's told me at least on 4 different occasions within a week, that book is the best one. It's changing the way I think. It's helping me to kind of get into a different mindset about my role as her lover. She says, I'm a good husband, but I haven't been a great lover. And this is like putting me in a whole different path, and it's been great. So that's just a simple testimony, but it has that kind of impact. Because once you change the paradigm, you change your behavior, and that really makes a difference in a marriage.
Well, that's why I wanted to interview you, because I knew this would help a lot of people. So tell me and tell my listeners and the readers, since we'll turn this into a newsletter, how they can get the book and maybe some way to encourage them to get into it so they get the kind of results that you just described.
Well, they can go to Dr. Doug Weiss, drdougweiss.com, and it'll be listed in the marriage section of books. We've written many books, so it'll be there. But one of the ways that couples do this, they just read a chapter a night together, and then they just talk about it, you know, and they get really a lot of insight of like, I didn't know you felt that way. I know you didn't think that way. I didn't know you were measuring yourself by how well you parked the car as a good husband, when really I would just love if you would just listen to me. That would be really cool. You know, so they start talking about it. And then what happens is they start moving the measure from how they created in their mind a good husband and wife to now the measure is, am I a good lover? And if you're a good lover, you will be a good spouse.
I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you want to read the book. You can get it by going to his ministry website, drdougweiss.com. And order the book. I think it'll be worth your while. I know that I'm enjoying reading it. I know you'll enjoy reading it. And hopefully we can encourage people to have better marriages by being better lovers and spouses. Thank you for listening to this edition of The Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.